You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, Desire, let's quickly go back to the issue of Sabbath. And I know, I worked in that space. Sabbath is like, look, you could be sitting and you are told, I was working with, I started off with cars, then it was buses. You know, you could be told at any time to say, hey, man, a bus is broken down at a certain point. Your team is going to go and fix it. It's a Sabbath.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell us, how did you navigate that one?
I started thinking of this training. I was not a Sabbath keeper when I started, just to prepare myself for this field. And a few years later, I became an Adventist, but I already had the idea of being a diesel mechanic or else an auto electrician or either a power electrician.
Mm-hmm.
So my first company was very flexible. Mm-hmm. You would rarely find them telling you to come on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we would work 7 to 5 to 7 to 4, mm-hmm. then we go home.
Yeah.
But when I left the company, now I went to the mining industry.
Yeah.
And it's a 24-hour operation.
Yes.
You have to be there at 6 o'clock. You work Sunday to Friday.
Yeah.
And according to our agreement, I was supposed to work until Friday, then Sabbath I go. But yeah, they tell you that after 2 weeks, you have to be on standby. Every 2 weeks, you have to be on standby. So standby, what it means to be on standby is anything that happens anytime.
Yeah.
When you're on standby, you have to attend to it.
Even if it's on a Sabbath.
Even if it's on a Sabbath, you have to attend to it because you cannot affect the production of the company just because you're a Sabbath keeper. So it's some of the things that you need to talk about when you get into an interview and you agree with your employers that I am a Sabbath keeper.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to deal with this? How are you going to deal with me when it comes to issues of being at work on Saturday? But for me, we had a discussion, and you know, companies sometimes they are desperate. They will let you work. They will tell you that we are going to allow you to work Monday to Friday, and Saturday you go to church.
Mm-hmm.
But when challenges come, where you are needed to be at work, you have to be there on Sabbath. That's where the contradiction comes.
Yeah.
So for the company that I work for 5 months, I've been a maintenance technician, actually making sure that the machinery is up and running 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then after work, I go home.
Mm-hmm.
But after five months, I was promoted to become a technical and operations supervisor.
Right.
Now, I'm reporting to the chief mining engineer. I'm reporting to the mining manager. I'm also working with the circuit department, which is the chief circuit officer.
Mm.
So there is signing. It's a legal appointee. In South Africa, they call it 292. It's a legal appointee.
Mm.
You have to sign documents before each and every job.
Yeah.
So no one will work without you signing the document. So that requires you to be at work 6 to 6 on your shifts, 6 to 6. And then the other thing is, you after work, they would want you to respond to WhatsApp messages. Any breakdowns that happens, you have to respond to them.
Mm.
Whether it's Saturday, whether it's at night, whether it's 2 a.m., you have to be there.
Mm.
So it's a demanding field.
Mm.
If you think of taking responsibility, if you think of becoming an engineer, if you think to becoming a diesel mechanic, these are some of the things that you need to think of, because companies are making profits. They want to make profits. They don't really mind. They are not concerned about your belief.
Yeah.
So I remember now when I became a technical supervisor, I realized that the challenges are becoming more. I'm required to be at work physically or telephonically on Sabbath.
Yeah.
And I remember some other time saying to myself, I can't be at work on Saturday. And I actually didn't go to work on Saturday.
Mm.
Then I faced the suspension for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, when you get on suspension, there's no salary.
Yeah.
And the contract was changed. It was more strict now.
Mm.
And, yeah, so those are the challenges that I face when it comes to the issues of faith, especially keeping the Sabbath. And I decided to resign and leave without even knowing where I'm going, but I just decided to go home and stay.
So are you, and I love how you are very honest and straightforward about it. You are saying to those that want to be in this profession, expect this. Especially if they are Seventh-day Adventists.
Yeah, you need to think about it, to be honest. It's a look, the engineering department is big, it's broad. We work in the sea, we work in the transport and coaches, we work in the mining industry, construction industry. Right now I'm working in the industrial power generators, which you find by the malls. These are retail companies that are working throughout. These are hospitals that are working throughout 24 hours. These are data centers that are working throughout. These are food processing companies. So they need you to be at work anytime. They need power anytime. So you need to be available.
Yeah, ne. So if you are a Christian, that's a Sabbath keeping. You need to think about that. That's what's desired.
You really need to think about it.
Yeah. Now let's track back a bit in your industry there. As you are working as in this industry, have you had opportunities to evangelize and talk about your faith?
Oh yeah, it's something that I've been thriving to share my faith with people, not through the spreading of literature only, but through the way I present myself to them, through the way I do my work diligently, and through, you know, at work, especially in this field, people we have to mingle sometimes, do some braais, drink and enjoy. And so they get to be surprised when you say to them, I don't drink this, I don't eat this, this is how what I eat, this is how I do, and this is how I actually dress at work, either at work or outside there. So they get to a point where they want to find out why, what's driving you to think this way. And that's when we get a chance to speak to them about our faith, about the God we worship, and how mighty he is, especially when it comes to our lives and our jobs.
That's very powerful. I like that. And I've seen you post on your statuses when it's a Sabbath, you clean up. You don't look like the diesel mechanic during the week. You really look different. And doesn't that also impact the people that you work with to say, hey man, you look smart, man, on a Sabbath?
For me, I think it's an everyday thing, I would say. From it's an everyday thing, because we, during the week, we meet with clients. You need to be smart and clean. Your car needs to be clean. Yourself needs to be clean. The clothes that you use when you're working, the work suits, are not the ones that you're supposed to be wearing when you're driving, when you're meeting clients. You only wear those when you're working. So it is becoming a habit for me that I always need to be clean. So when it comes to the issues of Sabbath also, you know, they actually understand that this is how I am at work. And also on Sabbath, I dress almost normal and clean and smart and presentable.
Yeah. Now let's quickly look at the other benefits that you have experienced working in your industry, lest people think it's a bad industry. You've traveled, you've seen places in South Africa because of this work.
I've been everywhere. I've been to all province, Limpopo. I've been to all corners. I've been to Northwest. I've worked in KZN. I've worked in the North, Northern Cape. I'm here now in the Western Cape. I've traveled. It's a you enjoy it, because sometimes you have to be, you don't need to be in the workshop. You need to be in the field.
Yeah.
So it's a field service. You drive along. You meet people. You meet different people. You actually meet business people as well. You meet Christians out there that will be able to share their views with you. And by the end of the day, when you sit down, you realize that you have learned a lot. Not only things that are aligned to your field, but things that are aligned to your social life, how you handle social life issues, how you deal with people, how you can some new ideas, which you will find yourself thinking of also owning your own business and becoming an entrepreneur. So it's been a beautiful journey for me, and I look forward to a lot of things.
And let's quickly look at the element of what word do I want to use? Where you've got a sense of, like, I met you first time, I met you with the youth from Enkangala, and you seemed to be having a jolly good time with that youth. Now, you've then moved, I don't know how many times since that time. How does it feel to keep on making friends and moving and leaving friends that were like brothers?
It hurts, to be honest, because remember when I was at Enkangala, I was also a youth leader, I was a deacon. So I had actually a family, you know. Now and then, even though I don't really have people of my own family there, I travel just to go see them, the old people, the youth that are there. And it's unfortunate as well that as we grow, we spread across the country. But we still keep in touch. And when you travel, you also meet new people that you mingle with, and you get to share a lot of things. And it's also a good experience. So wherever I go, I make sure that I get to find a family within the church that I will be able to share my values with, my views, and be able to learn as well. And people that will be able to visit me, because to be honest with you, when you get into a new place, it's a difficult situation.
Yeah,
because you are alone there. You don't know anybody. So you need people that will also be able to visit you and be able to communicate and meet with you and mingle as well.
Yeah, that's key. Now, as we wrap it up, Desire, when you look back at your spiritual walk with the Lord, what can you say about the Lord in your profession? What has He done for you within your profession?
The Lord has been good for me. And to be honest with you, I always say to my friends, I speak to God as a father, as a child to a father. I speak to God when I'm driving. I speak to God when I'm seated. I speak to God anytime, like I'm speaking to my earthly father. So when like with most of the environments that I've visited, especially the workplaces, it's some of the things that I just get there, like the mining industry that I've been to. I got there a few years before, then I just said to the Lord, this is the place that I want to work. And surprisingly, a few years later, I went there. So I believe God has been with me. God has been guiding. All the challenges that I've been meeting along the way were actually positive to me in building my character, in building my the way that I do with other people as well. So I thank the Lord. I think I've achieved not really much, but it's really good for me. I'm so happy, and I also have faith that a lot more is coming.
Right. I want to ask a very difficult question, Desire, and I hope you can answer this one.
All right.
Let's assume one day you are promoted and you become the top manager, and you get an apprentice who says to you, I keep the Sabbath. What are you going to do?
It would be nice and a happy moment, because the more we are at a workplace, the more we can, it's easy to spread the gospel.
Yeah.
So I would be happy, and I would make sure that he or she is not working on Sabbath.
Okay. Yes. Any last words to somebody who's saying, one day I want to be a diesel mechanic, I want to be a fitter and turner, whichever. Any words, any advice from you based on the experience that you've gone through?
To anyone that wants to be an artisan, I would say in any field within the engineering space, You have to go for it if you have passion. The sky is the limit. And firstly, you need to consult the Lord to guide you on the right path that you should follow. And when you get into the field, there are a lot of challenges. You really need to be content with what you have. You need to uphold the values, integrity and accountability, as well as being responsible to yourself and being a good steward to the things that are bestowed upon you by the companies. Because There's just a lot of things that happens. You'll be coupled with a lot of bad people, but you need to put God and consult and have trust in Him and have faith in Him that He will guide you through, no matter how bad it might seem to be at that particular moment. God will always be there to guide you and to lead you throughout the way. If you give Him the space to do that for you.
Thank you. And let's not find you with a full a toolbox that you have siphoned from the employer.
No. I'm trying by all means not to do that. And yeah, I'm really trying to live a straightforward life.
Because I've seen people carry the spanners from work to home, and it never walks back to the workplace. And I'm simply saying that as you spoke about being a good steward, and being a good steward also means not taking the tools from the workplace and making them your own.
Yeah, that's very true.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was Desire Mafikeng giving us a very, opening us up to the industry, the mechanical industry, the challenges that it comes with. We can never run away from the fact that we're still on planet Earth, and there are challenges that come along our way because of our professions. And God still expects us to keep our faith and be good stewards, not only stewards at the workplace, but stewards of the Sabbath day and stewards of His principles. And the workplace can be a very challenging place, but it's a good opportunity to let the world see God at work through you. Desire, we just want to say thank you very much for coming through to the Adventist World Radio and sharing such powerful insights.
Thank you so much, my elder. Thanks to the listeners as well for giving me this opportunity. And I'm looking forward to more.
Amen. Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.